Yes, now, and welcome back to the Christmas special of the Top Loaded Podcast. This is number two of the Christmas specials. It is 2023's edition, and yep, we're at the second last episode. But hey, it seems like it's gone around very quick, but it's finally here.
It is finally here. We say it every year. It's absolutely flown by. And yeah, we are now obviously preparing and emerging into the Christmas special. I remember it last year, obviously, it was me and you, Christmas quiz for me. We are obviously joined by two familiar faces this time around and ever evolving in the Christmas quiz, shall we say.
Yeah, like I said, we had to bring on special guests and we thought, why not? But at least we've found out now that the first guest, a G in GBW, actually stands for Greg. So, Jack, how you doing, my
friend? Yeah, incredible. What a jumper, by the way. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on. And Merry Christmas to everyone listening. And Happy New Year, of course.
And last but not least, if you are watching along, you might barely see him. He does look like he's being filmed for a potato, but he is here. I promise you, you will hear him in a second. But Lav, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, just about.
He is here. I was going to make some sort of reference between his team and his internet connection, but I think he's had enough trouble for this season. So
have a lovely evening, everyone. I'm going now.
But like we say, we are splitting this special into two halves. There will be a quiz and then also a awards where we nominate our favourite sets of the year, parallels, and all of that good stuff. So there's only one place to really start, and it has to be the quiz. And it is in two parts. There is a, obviously, you know, in us, it's got to be a partly card themed. And lucky enough for H this year, he doesn't have to sit awkward silences in between thinking of the answer, because we actually brought other people on this year. But also, there'll be a generic 2023 theme for people listening as well, because when I was doing this earlier, I didn't realize some of these things actually happened in 2023, because it has been a very long year. But first of all, before we really get into this, we'll just talk to you briefly, guys, about 2023 itself. So, Jack, has been 2023 in the hobby for you? Like, we're pretty much 51 weeks in now. There's only 1 week left. So, has it been for you?
It's changed a lot from the start of the year. Again, my collection's grown twofold, probably threefold with the Disney cards which have come out. Obviously, got into women's back in the summer when that first launched, the women's Chrome. So, yeah, it's been a good year for the hobby, to be honest. Good for the entry-level collections as well. I've been enjoying doing videos on those. So, it's been a good one, I have to say.
I was going to say, we will refer to it later on, but there was a certain release last week. That me and you have spent quite a few quid on already. But briefly, obviously, we've seen it on a few of your videos and we referenced it last week. The WSL sticker book, by the way. What a collection that is, and could be a late runner in some of the awards later on in this episode.
Yeah, they've absolutely smashed it with this WSL sticker collection. I'm sure we're going to talk about it later on with reasoning as to why, you know, we love it so much. But to put it bluntly, Panini, smashed out the park, top-level collection.
Yeah, and Lav, obviously your collection has changed quite a bit this year because you started collecting about four players, and now they're all playing for the teams you hate the most. So how's it been for you, 2023? And it's probably been a bit of a roller coaster.
I think the word to describe it would probably be chaos with the amount of incomings and outgoings I've had. I think about the only things I kept, my droppers and my Thiago Silvers. But I think everything else went out the door. All my Mount, my Havertz, and all like the fringe players that I sort of collected a little bit, like Kovacic, all went, and then income every new signing under the sun that we made. Chaos, I think, is the perfect word to describe it.
I was going to say, Todd Bowley really hasn't done your PC any favours, so you're going to not tell him in future club. What you... Yeah, it's very true. I didn't want to say that personally, but and the club. But is there anyone you want to PC and let Todd Bowley know that you're PCing so you can get him out the door, or play mind games even and say something, try and get someone else out the door?
I really love that Robert Sanchez guy. I hope he doesn't sell him.
Well, there we go. There we heard it now. So if you've got any Robert Sanchez cards, please hit up at Lav Breaks on Instagram. He will be buying, whether it's in, I think it's only in Brighton and Spain colours. So, but before, obviously, we talk about them more and get more, it's a little bit of a quiz time. And to start, obviously, people listening along will can obviously join in, or as you're going along, think of the answers. It has been a long year for 2023. We have got the card hobby theme bit coming second, so there'll be 10 questions about the hobby within 2023. But first of all, it's a bit of a generic one about all different things that have happened during the year, whether it is football related, it could be any of the other things that are going on during the year. So we've got to start in one. This is a very interesting one because there's a certain word that will be thrown up in this to do the rules, but I will not be saying it because someone in this party chat really likes saying it quite a bit. So we're going to start there. Which monarch was coronated this year? Can I please have his official name, please, in terms of what number he is in the order? Because there has been a coronation.
There has been a coronation. I'm sure a certain Zerkalex will be enjoying this segment.
See, this is the funny thing is people think, oh, yeah, I know that fella who's in charge.
Got my answer ready. That's why I'm holding up.
Look at that. He's prepared. He's
do we show it up to the camera?
I guess that's what we do.
No, you don't have to. I trust you guys.
Before anyone thinks I'm cheating, I am literally typing my notes on the Christmas quiz, the answers, before anyone thinks I'm typing away on my phone.
I'm writing mine down. I'm going to show you big.
I see. So, obviously, for people who aren't listening, obviously, which monarch was coronated this year? Obviously, does seem quite a bit of time ago. That extra lovely bank holiday, which was rather interesting for 2023. And probably one of the highlights that H is still wondering, what was that geezer's name that made me not have to go into work? And I'm like, oh, wait, I had to work it anyway. So he actually didn't actually care. So I've got to go with H because I know he's struggling. And the reason why this is actually the first question, because they did produce a limited print run of Top Snail cards for this. So it's always related back to the hobby.
Are we going through all the answers? Are we just doing it one by one?
We're going to go one by one for this one. Then okay. The card one, we'll go through all 10. So H, let's put everyone out of their misery. Obviously, we're not doing many additional ones here this year, so like maths could be a problem. So, the monarch, please.
I've got King Charles.
And what do you know what number King Charles he is?
This is a wild swing in the dark. I would probably hazard a guess at the second.
Oh, it's close. Lav looks like he's a royalist down the bottom here. Lav, what are you going for, my friend?
I put King Charles II.
And Jack,
Lav, same wavelength.
King what Charles have you gone III. For, my friend?
Correct. The answer actually is King Charles III. Which means...
Do we get half a point for getting King Charles right?
Can I give you that? Because King Charles is... Look at that. King Charles III. On the Dunder Myth, that could be a bonus point.
That is a bonus point.
Well, that is sensational. But Thank you. I'll give you half a point each for King Charles II, and Jack, you get a bonus point for Dunder Myth.
Yes.
Because that is just sensation. That is absolutely.
I'll get half a point. I'll take that.
Yeah, because it wasn't the best for you there, was it?
Right. Ooh, behave yourself.
Oh, if you're trying to challenge the Quizmaster. That half a point might not last that long. Okay, I'm just warning you right now. Next question, bit of football related, obviously. Sadly, a team from Manchester did win their first Champions League. But who scored the goal in the final to win in the Champions League? And this is where I just want to say that Harry and his questions do not resemble the Top Loaded podcast or me. He's entirely on his own entity here as HJUK and not the Top Loaded podcast. Thank you. Because this could be a bit of a shambles here. He could be getting relegated. He might be kicked off his own Christmas special for next year. He might be in the championship.
I think I've got it, but I can't remember if it was the Champions League or not.
Oh, he's having an absolute stinker to be in with here. This is why I didn't prep people on what the questions are coming, so they would have to go off the top of their nugget.
Jack's got his red cards ready.
People are going to question me here. Did I tap anyone up? See, there could have been backhanders, but no. I was not taking any bribes this year. Maybe next year, if anyone wants to get involved and they want to buy me any men's or women's Arsenal cards, that is a potential chance. So, obviously, we know the scoreline was in 1-0 in Istanbul. And we're going to come to you, Jack. If everyone is good to go, H, you good to go round front?
Yeah.
All right, so, Jack, who have you got down for the 1-0 goal scorer in the Champions League final?
Rodri.
Correct answer. It is Rodri. There we go. H, did you get that one, my friend?
Yeah, I did get Rodri.
There we go.
There's the pro flirt. Yeah. Rodri's written up there.
Look at him. Look at him. Lav, I don't even really have to come to you. We know you're going to get that one right.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
People want harder questions. I can give them harder questions. You know what I mean? Because some of these next ones are actually a bit trickier. However, okay. I'm going to go for one that H is actually probably going to know the answer to. And in which country won the Rugby World Cup in 2023? Obviously, that egg ball sport, which is not really truly represented in the hobby, which a lot of people say it should be. But which country did win the 2023 Rugby World Cup, which was held in France? Whenever, so for me, I probably only watched one game of it. That was when England lost, so that was the last game I did actually watch of it. Lav, have we got an answer for this one?
South Africa.
Oh, we're doing very well here. H?
South Africa.
And Jack?
I'll put New Zealand.
Oh, he's got one.
I don't watch that sport. That's out of my league. That was harsh.
See, it's got a big bit of everything. And next question. This year, see the second series of Clarkson Farm released in early 2023. Can you name me what the actual farm is called? So it was the second series of Clarkson's Farm released early 2023. What is the name of the farm? Got to be one of my favourite programmes, obviously over on Amazon. But can you please name what the actual farm is called?
You
can see what H is confident. He's singing the Shakira.
Singing the Guy Herberts.
Lav is contemplating life, thinking, I really wish I watched that TV series now.
I'm going to kick myself when I hear it, but I've definitely got it wrong.
So, have we all got an answer for this one?
Yeah.
Could you not 100% sure? Lav, we're coming to you first.
I put Top Gear.
It was sadly not Top Gear Farm, even though it probably would have been quite a funny episode with Hammond and Bate. Over to you, H. Do you know the name of it, my friend?
I've got Diddley Squat Farm.
Oh, that's correct. It is what Tottenham wins every year. It is Diddley Squat. Take it. Jack, you got that one right as well.
Diddley Squat.
That is Diddley Squat, named after Tottenham's trophy cabinet. So hello, everyone who is watching this who are Tottenham fans. And sorry, I have offended you yet again. But our next question, and it's going to be a bit of a different one. If we can turn over from Amazon over to Netflix. What was the most watched English language Netflix series of 2023? And if none of you can get it right, there is a clue on offer if you all agree to have the clue. So that is, what was the number one most watched English language TV show on Netflix in 2023? And if all three of you are struggling, you can have a clue. Or if you actually have the answer, I can then offer the clue for half a point for the people who can't get it. Very
bad. I saw something on Facebook of this the other day.
See, look, I'm just...
Because I've watched it. Mm. I can't remember if that was topic that for this year or that was just like the last couple of weeks.
I was going to say...
It's like a big standout thing, but when you said English language, it threw me off. And
I'm basically just helping out every listener and you three guys over Christmas when you are at one point quizzed by the family. And you'll be able to pull out some of these answers. They are top-notch.
These are the type of questions as well.
You will be seeing these on certain TV channels, no doubt. But
I've got an answer, but it's a guess. So
does anyone want to give me an answer for 1 point before I offer the half a point hint?
I'm going to write it down now.
Are you going to write it down? Once you lock that one in, I can offer the hint to the two remaining players of this round, obviously for half a point.
Okay, I'm ready.
Right. So the hint, obviously, for Jack and Harry. Are you ready? This TV program is named after a day of the week.
Oh.
And by Lav's reaction in the corner, I think he's gone for a different answer. So we might be seeing half a point up for two members and actually zero for the one who's gone for full marks.
Yeah, I know what it is now.
So obviously that hint was for anyone listening along. This TV program, which is the most watched English language TV show on Netflix in 2023, is named after a day of the week. And we've got to go to Lav first because he locked it in for 1 point. Lav, what did you go for, my friend?
Squid Game.
Oh, he's gone Squid Games. Oh.
I put Squid Game English dubbed.
At this point, if we was actually the real Squid Games, sadly, you would be eliminated from the competition. But don't worry, it's a Christmas special. I'm not going to be too harsh. But
we'll be dead.
Well, it could be the reenactment one where you just get eliminated, shot in the chest by an ink fest. But don't worry, mate. Don't worry about it. Right, H, over to you for half a point, my friend. What is the name of the TV show?
Wednesday.
Correct answer there, Jack. Did you go for Wednesday?
I did, yeah.
You went for your favourite TV show, Friday. I don't know what it is, but you never know.
I'd originally put Stranger Things, and I was like, oh, I don't think it is.
Sadly not. Stranger Things was actually not released this year. But the finale of Stranger Things is coming in 2024. So remember that for next year, because that could be an answer. Right, and now a nice random one for you. Obviously, this is now general knowledge. And we're going to throw it back a few hundred years. How many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine?
Oh,
like we say, every good quiz show, at one point, you're going to get something about Henry VIII. So how many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine?
So, I even know the sequel. Divorce, Beheaded, Died, Divorce, Beheaded, Survived. But I don't know the names.
You know more than me, my friend. For some reason, I knew this. I don't know why I actually knew this. But obviously, how many of the wives were called Catherine? It's a great question. This is definitely going to come up on a... I don't even know what quiz shows that are knocking about anymore, to be fair. But obviously, how many of Henry VIII's wives were called Catherine? So once we all have an answer locked in, I can go round the class. Jack is done. Harry, have you locked in an answer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's locked in an answer. Lav, have you locked in an answer?
I have. I think we should all show up our fingers at the same time.
Right, no rude gestures, please. Please, please, no rude gestures.
Yeah, Jack.
Oi.
Right. After three, will you please reveal your answer? One, two, three. And my clue was in it. It is three. The answer is three. Definitely didn't emphasize on the word three then, but you know what I mean? Well done, H.
I mean, there's definitely more than two.
I wrote down three and I changed it last minute and said two.
Oh.
A bit like Chelsea bottled it.
No, because he said no rude gestures and I thought that.
See, it's all mind games. You know what I mean? Yeah, mind games.
In
right.
The mud.
We're going to stay with general knowledge. And we're going to go out of this world for the next one.
Oh, God.
And this question is, what is the smallest planet in our solar system? So a nice science question here for any astrology nerds out there. What is the smallest planet in our solar system? So another great question here. Yeah, again, you know this one's going to come up over a Christmas dinner or one of them crappy trivia boxes of cards that everyone seems to somehow land on their table at Christmas, or even potentially some work dues or anything like that. Obviously, there is an answer that a lot of people will state for this one, but who knows if that will be accepted or not. See, it's a very interesting one, this one. We're going to see who the actual clever people are in this conversation when we start talking about science rather than pieces of cardboard. So if we all locked in an answer. Well, I'm going to start with you, Jack. I'm not going to say if it's right or wrong until we go round all three. So, Jack, what is your answer, please?
Pluto.
Pluto, okay. H, what is your answer?
I've gone with Mars.
Mars. And Lav, what have you gone for, my friend?
Mercury.
He's gone for Mercury, and I can confirm one of you's right, two of you's wrong. And Lav, congratulations. It is Mercury.
Yeah.
See, Jack, I would have accepted Pluto a few years ago before it was actually defined as a dwarf planet, which doesn't actually...
I'm pretty sure it got added back into the solar system.
No, sadly, it hasn't, my friend. It's still designated as a dwarf planet and hasn't been re-recognized into the solar system.
See? Stop this.
Jack's going to contest it.
Yeah.
All the AR.
Go to the TMO.
Hold on. Oh. Yellow card for simulation straight away. You're off. See you later. All right. I've done a Michael Oliver Anfield. Bye.
Sorry, Michael Oliver.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Enjoy the rest of the year. Enjoy your new year. Right.
See Taylor's on the call.
Yeah, you definitely have to get the bleeper out for that one. And now over to animals, because there's definitely a joke to be made there, but we will not be making that. What is the most popular dog breed in the UK? So this question is, what is the most popular dog breed in the UK? So obviously a lot of you out there are pet fans. But do people actually know what the actual most popular dog breed is? Could say sound controversial. If anyone does say XL Bully, can we please remove that from it? Because it's not that one, even though it's a very well spoke about animal breed during this year. This is where Lav is currently writing a joke down on his piece of paper, which will not be accepted. Can you please stick to actual dog breeds rather than...
stuck to an actual dog breed.
Okay, so have we all got an answer down for this one? Mm-hmm. Right, we're starting with you, Lav. Please, no jokes, otherwise it will be a minus one.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. H, what have you gone for?
Labrador.
And Jack, what is your answer?
I've also gone for Labrador.
Whoa.
And I confirm the person that is wrong is Lav. It is Labrador is the most popular UK breed.
Now, hey, Jack.
Come on.
Now, Lav has got an eternal hatred of Labradors, and please do not kick one if you see him in the street. We are going to stay in the animal world for this question. And before we move on to our next question, how is everyone finding the quiz so far? Oh, you're right, 2023, this nice bit. So, as I can tell, you are such good gentlemen that are keeping their scores. H, how are you doing so far on your score, my friend?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6. I've got 5 right and 2 half points.
As I say, I think that's 5 more than last year, right, already? I think.
Probably, it wouldn't surprise me. If we were a little rewind, I could probably tell you, but it definitely is better than last year.
Over to you, Lav. What have you scored so far?
No, I think you should go Jack first.
Oh. This is where he changes his answer. Lucky enough, in post-editing, I can still count it all up. So, Jack, what have you got first, my friend?
I believe I've got 5.5 because I got the extra point for having the Dunder Mifflin paper.
Yeah. Lav, what have you got, my friend?
If Jack wins by 0.5, I swear to God.
I have 3.5.
Oh, he's doing fantastic. You know it's not a round of golf. It's actually the highest score wins, right?
Yeah.
The Leverkusen badge. I'm not giving you...
That's a point.
No, you're not getting points for that, even though we are sharing the same beverage. No extra points. Right. 2 more questions left of the 2023 round before we move into the most talked about hobby points of the year. And who doesn't love a question about religion and everything like that? Which former pope was buried on the 5th of January 2023? And this round is a double bonus round. So if you do get this one right, you can get 2 points for the full name, including the number afterwards. 1 point for just his name, and obviously 0 if you get it completely wrong. I will not accept Pope. That is not having that, because I've asked what Pope it is.
Gone.
I know Lav too well, and he would have just wrote down Pope. Then he would go, well, that's right, because he is a Pope. I don't care. That's not his name. So obviously this is a tricky one, but double points are on offer. Just as any famous quiz on YouTube ever happens, there's always bonus points times 10 rounds and times 50 rounds and everything like that. So Lav is now working out, what do we actually call the popes? And I think he's probably going to go for Pope Dave the 19th or something. So we're going to go to Lav first. Actually, no, we'll give him a second, because I can see him typing away there in his themed phone with Vault X on the back. So, H, what have you gone for? Which pope was buried on the 5th of January 2023?
I have absolutely no idea, so I've written Nick Pope.
He's got the comical factor in him.
I have absolutely no idea.
I think very happy. It's a Newcastle fan. He's still doing very well in goal.
Yeah, I've literally written down Nick Pope.
sadly, the incorrect Pope. Jack, you strike me as a man of knowing the Popes and everything that goes with it. So what is your comical answer, please?
Again, this is a guess, but it does sound right. Pope Benedict II.
Oof. If he's pulled this out of the bag, it's fair enough.
And before I confirm or deny if it's the right answer, Lav, what have you gone for, my friend?
I have gone for Mr. Pope GBW.
Oh, well, he's in the running. Sadly, he's not joining us from the Vatican. He's actually joining us from the lovely rural area.
He's also not dead.
So, Lav scored zero that round. H scored zero that round. So now we find out whether Jack scored any points or not. The Pope that was buried was Pope Benedict the 16th. So you was 14 off, but you still get the 1 point for Benedict. So see, he's striking the man who knows his stuff, but sadly 14.
Fair play, Jack.
Yeah, 14 popes off.
14 popes off, and that was just off the Benedict name rather than the rest of them as well. And moving in to the last question of the 2023 round, obviously coming to the end of the year. What number episode of the podcast is this in general? So what number of the podcast is this? This has not been put in for favoritism to a certain member of the quiz. You can make that. But what
things on every week?
I'm not sure about every week. If you speak to half the people, mate, I don't think it's been on every week. I think you've probably racked up the same amount of appearances. So what episode of the Top Loaded podcast is this? So obviously we're going to keep H to the end, because if he doesn't get this right, it would be quite woeful.
I'm sacked.
Yeah. So we're going to Lav first. What number of the Top Loaded podcast is this?
95
we've got here. Jack, what episode of the Top Loaded podcast is it?
94.
And H, what episode of the Top Loaded podcast is this?
94.
Yes! He's getting very into this one. Correct. This is episode 94 of the Top
GBW, Loaded. Number one fan.
So, Sam, for Lav, it is episode 94. Lucky enough,
Lav, one off though. I'll give you that. Yeah. That's good.
If you watch this back, if you watch this back next week, after the Boxing Day special, which is a very brief one, by the way, it will be the 95th one, but it was 94. So obviously that is the conclusion of the 2023 round. So we will have a quick scores on the doors. So starting with Lav, if he still wants to tune in, or is he might turn off his Wi-Fi or something. Lav, how many points you got, my friend?
It is still 3.5 points.
It's still on 3.5. And then we're going to go over to you, H. How many points have you got?
7.
And then over to you, Jack.
7.5.
Oh!
I told you, this is going to come back to haunt me.
So before we get into this next round, I'd just like to say this episode, yes, again, is powered by Third Down Displays, your number one spot for card care, card stands, custom card set, grade preparation kits, and everything like that. If you use TTP10 for 10% off at checkout on all products, or use the link in our bio to take you straight there. So go head out, use some of the Christmas money, maybe even buy some stands after the Christmas period to get them new cards, what you might pack in boxes or anything like that. But it is time for the hobby related side of the quiz. Lav, you get half a point. You're going to get half a point for the third down sticker.
Yes!
We've got it's Christmas time. We've got to help him out. You know what I mean? It's the time of giving.
If he wins by half a point as well, I swear.
I don't think you have to worry about that one, so to speak, my friend. Sadly, I don't think you have to worry about that one. So obviously, we're moving into the card section of this quiz, which some would say this is should be our stronger knowledge of the two. Obviously, we will have lived through 2023, but we've looked on eBay probably more than Sky News or BBC News. So the first question is, and now everyone's getting nervous because now this is crunch time. They know who's in for a chance of the prize, which hasn't been announced yet. And the prize will be revealed at the end of the quiz to the winner. So the first one, and there's only one type of sport he's going to start with, which is the lovely football. Obviously, everyone knows soccer. Which product brought out by Topps was a debut for the women's collection in 2023? So that is, which product released by Topps in 2023 was the debut for the Women's Champions League collection? Lav is now regretting his choice because, like most other women's Chelsea fans, they haven't turned up when it really matters. Not saying anything, 3,000 attendance at home in the Champions League, but continue on with the quiz. So when we're all ready, we will run through the first one. Oh, this is definitely not orientated to Jack, this question, because I know he has delved into this side of the hobby quite a bit. H is looking at himself thinking, what is it? Did I put any of these in slab mags? Oh, I don't think I did.
I know what it is.
Oh, Lav is there. It's just tweeted with Lav. So we've got two out of three. We're ready to go.
Can you repeat the question, Ronnie?
Yes. So in 2023, Topps released a debut for what women's set?
Wait, women only?
Well, yes, women's only. Otherwise, I would have said a mixed venture.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, it's not that either. Oh.
Oh. There'd be people kicking.
I've written down two answers and they're both Panini. But I've really realised it's supposed to be Topps.
Oh, no.
Where the timer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, run with it.
So can we please hear your two Panini options for the debutant top set, please?
I originally written down Donruss. And then I wrote down sticker collection. I was like, wait, they're both Panini.
All right, so sadly, you're scoring 0 points.
No. So I've written down Topps Chrome. But no, it's not, because it's been out. He's been out last year.
So, on to Lav.
Topps Woman Sapphire.
That is the correct answer. And Jack, even though I'm going to ask for clarification, I feel like I already know that you're going to have that wrote down on your piece of paper.
Sapphire Chrome Edition.
Oh, there we go.
He didn't write women's.
Even women's was in the actual question, so it hasn't been to be specified. Now we're moving across the pond to the United States of America. And obviously this year has seen a massive battle between Panini and Fanatics for licensing on autographs. Which NBA number one pick, who comes from France, will not be featuring in any Panini releases with autographs?
So I've already written mine down.
So that is, which number one draft pick this year from France will not be featuring any autos in any Panini products this year? Obviously, this year we've seen the battle between Panini and Fanatics to get exclusive licensing on autos. And Fanatics have done quite a good job getting some of the big names. So Lav is most confident in this one, so we will save him to the end. So we will go to the man who's actually currently sitting closest to France. Jack, what is your answer, please?
That's geographically fantastic. Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, it's a good pronunciation as well. H, what have you gone for, my friend?
Victor Wembanyama.
And then Lav, do you want to put him out there, misery, and tell him the correct answer?
Wemby.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama. So that's a point all around for the absolute beast from France, who's going to most likely look like he's going to win Rookie of the Year. And obviously, we can't just do hobby-related stuff, and it can't just be sports. But this next question is still going to be sports before we move into Jack's favourite territory, which everyone does know that he loves a bit of Disney. But first of all, we are going to delve back in to the soccer-related realms. In this year's Premier League Prism, what was the highest numbering of card of a parallel in the base set? So obviously features a record amount of base cards, but what was the highest number And I will give you a bonus point if you can say what colour the parallel is as well. So what colour and what is it number two? So obviously people, when they see these checklists release, they realise how many cars they're going to actually buy. And obviously this year alone was quite a high print run, especially for the base set, which was 300 cars this year. So are we... We're all thinking now, which one was it? Was it this one? Or was it not that one? Was that Hobby? Was that First Off the Line? Ooh. Obviously, with the 400 different releases, as well as the 300 card base set, we're not talking about any of the autos or case hits. H is now thinking, what card have I seen on eBay that I've bidded on and haven't won? Because I know he's thinking. I know what he's thinking of a certain card, and he's thinking, oh, is it that one? Is it not that one? Lav is thinking, which one of them cars that I bought that no longer pay for Chelsea is in it? And Jack's wishing, which one of these Eberechi Ezes have I got 32 of already? So this one, obviously, which parallel is the highest numbered in the base set in Premier League Prism this year? And we're obviously asking for the parallel and what it's numbered to. Obviously, not to be confused with the World Cup Prism. The Premier League Prism is very different. And so, when everyone has an answer locked in, we'll go around the round table to see everyone's right. Jack's got an answer. H's got an answer. Lav, have you got an answer, please? So we're going to start with you, Mr. Lavender.
I believe it was pink to 199.
Pink to 199. Jack, can we have your answer, please?
Red to 299.
Red to 299. And H, what have you gone with?
Pink to 299.
Oh, so we've got... So someone is going to only pick up 1 point here. And the answer is pink 2199.
Yes. Oh, that's what I said.
People will think, oh, I thought red was higher. It was higher in World Cup Prism. But in Premier League Prism, World Cup Prism was 399. Premier League only to 199. And red was actually only to 149. So very much a shorter checklist in the men's game. And this one's a nice, easy one because it's fresh in everyone's memory and fresh out of their bank accounts as well. Which Toy Story Dual Auto will be coming out in the new Topps Chrome Disney set, which was released last week? Obviously, pending on shipping at the moment. But which was the Toy Story Dual Auto coming out in the new Topps Chrome, which was released last week? And there's quite a few boxes heading the way of a certain GBW. A nice, easy one just to
get everyone in. This is such a rigged question.
I'd argue there's been some which have been in more favour of other people as well. So,
all right, Lav, there'll be a clone question in a moment. Don't worry. We'll just sort all that. Don't worry, mate. So, has everyone got an answer for this one? Yeah, nice, easy one, this one. So, you know what? We're going to just throw it straight to GBW and can put everyone out of the misery of getting this point on the ball. So, Jack, what is the dual order, please?
Woody and Buzz.
Oh. And the special question is there any other Toy Story dual autos in the set?
No. I have gone for the card number, which is DA1.
Oh, come off it.
Ridiculous. Sod off.
Oh, does that get an extra half point?
No.
That's a red card.
VAR's got
now. You're showing off, Jack.
That's so. No, we're not having that. That's not on at all. That is dreadful. Absolutely, yeah. Red card. We can't believe he's actually given out the card number as well.
Minus point.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a minus point. You'd take your George all right.
It's embarrassing. That's actually really worrying. Is there any other...
He's actually fuming about it as well.
is there any of the other cards in this set that you already have remembered the card numbers to?
No, it's just that one because I knew it was top of the list. DA1. Has to be.
So moving on to the next question. And this one is actually a harder question. So if you can get it, this will score you double points. So every year, Topps Gold is released, and it's in partnership with a different artist every single year. Which artist was the 2023 release in partnership with? So that is in Topps 2023 Topps Gold. Which artist was it in partnership with? Obviously, for people who don't know, every year Topps Gold is released. For people to know, 2021, 2022 was Tyson Beck. So that is actually answered. Probably some of your wrong answers you've wrote down. Obviously, the first one was Tyson Beck. So this one is for 2 points, this one. And it's a bit of a trickier one. So it's why there's double points on offer. And a good old quiz, there's got to be multipliers and all that. So don't worry, some of these questions coming up will be 2, 3. And who knows, at the end, it might be a 10-pointer. So the rest of the quiz is just irrelevant. But
I think I've got this.
Oh, there's confidence from the co-host.
Oh. So we've got to go to you first one.
Then. So H, can you please give us your answer?
I'm going to look an absolute melt if I've got this wrong. I think he's someone called Dan Layden.
I've gone for Dan Layden. Lav?
I think.
I've gone Dan Layton. But I don't know. I thought it might have been last year.
Dan Layton Orin, he's gone for. Yeah. And Jack, you look like the man who's smiling away thinking he knows the answer.
I've gone the same as Harold, Dan Layden.
It is correct. It's Dan Layden, not Layton. It's very...
No point, Lav. No point.
Lav, it's unlucky. That is very unlucky from you there. So that is a double point for Jack and double point for H. And Lav...
Just bury me under already.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's never over until it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, in your case, it probably is over by now, near enough, I'm afraid. Now, we're going to revert ourselves back to another Panini release for soccer, and that was Obsidian. Obviously, this is more Lav's playground. He's actually had quite a lot of it. But then another person in the chat is currently working through a rainbow. So, if you was going to collect the base set rainbow, how many different parallels would you have to complete to get it? So, in 2023 Panini Obsidian Soccer, if you were going to complete a full base card rainbow of a player, how many different cards would you have to get? Which is always intriguing, because when people start planning a rainbow, they don't realize how many cards are actually in it. And not to be confused with other releases, what they brought out, of which might be some more. This is where Jack's going to write down all of them. They're all numbered.
So it has to be the original, not any extras they've put in.
No extras, just the original base set rainbow, the amount of cards it will take to complete that rainbow.
So, no Teemals?
No Teemal.
Okay. See, that changes things.
So, obviously, in 2023 Panini Obsidian Soccer, which was a 200-card base set, just to remind everyone, how many cards would you need to get different parallels of to complete the base rainbow? So, obviously, more of a trickier one. And it's quite a lot of shorter prints in there. So, H, have you got an answer? He's racking his
brain. I think it's 11.
Oh, it's gone 11. Lav?
I've gone 12.
12, ooh. And Jack?
I've gone 11.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to be wrong again. This is...
So I will read through them, and you can count as you go to see...
They're like every five, aren't they?
So we have the base, which is numbered to 115. The electric orange to 40. The red pulsar to 30. The purple flood to 25. The etch blue to 20. The blue flood to 12. The white pulsar to 11. The gold flood to 10. The red flood to 10. And someone's going to realize what I'm going to do in a second. Contra to 9. The etch green to 5. The neon green flood to 3. And obviously the etch blue finite 1 of 1. So my question is to you, how many of them parallels did I just read out which are actually the base rainbow? Because we've
red
got...
flooded, isn't it?
Yeah, flood's not in there.
I think it is 11.
The correct answer is 11.
Yeah!
Oh.
All right.
Thanks for coming, love.
Right. So this next round is for Lav.
Here's
this next round is for Lav and Lav only. Okay. So you might know it, the other two, but we've got to give them a chance to get back in it. So before we do the Lav exclusive round, we will have a tally up of the scores. And Lav, please don't say 3.5. But Lav, how many are you on?
One, two, three, four, five, 8.5 now.
Oh, it's a respectable 8.5. That's only one more point than people had in the first round. H, how many points are you on, my friend?
11 out of 16.
Ooh, strong going. Jack?
13.5.
13.5. So this round, obviously, is the Lav exclusive round. And
I'm going to get it wrong.
This is not a charity round, but it's worth 3 points. But this one is worth 3 points. And it is, which German international recently scored Arsenal's second goal against Brighton with his left foot, and is definitely not 60 million down the drain?
I can't hear you because I've taken my headphones off.
Up, see, look, there we go. Look, I've given them an exclusive opportunity to get three more points.
I know the answer.
I don't genuinely write down the answers. I genuinely don't have exclusive.
I'm
just playing along at this point.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not even going to I was going to do more than one question, but that's just going to be worth 3 points. So, Lav, which German international scored Arsenal's second goal against Brighton this weekend and is not 60 million down the drain? Please, can I have his correct name? Thank you.
Kai Havertz.
That is correct. It is Kai Havertz. So, obviously, correct. They're saying someone who made the correct journey out of Stamford Bridge to the Emirates. So, obviously, I know you knew that one, H, but we had to give Lav the opportunity to say his favourite player again, yet again. Thank you, Lav, for the lovely Kai Havertz in the background. Moving on to the next question. And obviously, it's one of the more expensive releases of the year, which is Panini Immaculate. And this is a bit of a different question. Rather than the cards itself, how many cards per box do you get? So, for people who don't understand, obviously, it's one pack per tin. So, how many cards do you get per tin? So obviously,
are we in a separate round now?
Yeah, everyone back in. Lav surely is going to continue his record form after saying the king himself.
I've forgotten that question.
Right. So in Panini Immaculate Soccer release this year, how many cards do you get in each tin? Obviously, in each tin, there is a little box inside with some cards. How many cards is it per tin? Obviously, one of the most expensive releases of the year. Just like a certain other set in the Premier League, which a question does follow very shortly, how many cards do you get within the box?
Did it stop at the original round?
Yes. Back to normal.
Okay, that's fun.
Jack's sitting all smug. He's sitting there all smug.
I could be wrong here. I haven't really gone into the premium side of things, so...
So, obviously, it had you released all the way back in June 28th. So, near enough, a good 6 months ago now. But, obviously, how many cards is it per box? Coming to you, Lav, first. How many cards is it per Immaculate box?
I've put 7.
7? H?
I've put 7.
Jack?
I've put 8.
The correct answer is 7.
Oh, yeah.
You're starting... There you go. Lav's on a roll here. He's got the most amount of questions right in the last two. Yes, he's the only one who's got two questions in the last two, but he's still got both of them right. So it is there you go.
Jack.
Oh, no.
So the next question, we're moving away from cards itself and onto grading. Which category at PSA? So in terms of category, it's what type of card? So it could be F1. It could be Disney, whatever it may be, what category of cards had the most amount graded within 2023? So what category of card had the most graded at PSA in 2023? And I will throw a bonus point out there. If you can tell me how many of these cars per month on average were graded. So that is, what category of card had the most amount of cards graded at PSA in 2023? And for a bonus point, how many of these cards were graded each month at PSA? So it's a bit more of a challenging one. Obviously, we're looking into the PSA realms, obviously one of the busiest grading company of them all. For anyone who hasn't seen this, and before you cheat, before the answer, if you do head over to PSA's Twitter or Instagram, they have a lovely recap of their year called Slabbed Up, obviously on the theme of Spotify Wrapped Up. So once we've all got our answers,
cheers, Jeff.
We will move around. H, have you got an answer for this one?
Yeah.
Have you got a bonus point answer as well?
It's a swing in the dark, but yeah.
Swing in the dark. Lav, have we got two answers for this one?
Yeah.
And Jack?
Yeah, two answers.
Right, so for the first one, we'll come for the first answer to begin with now. H, which category of card has the most graded at 2023?
It was in American terms, with it being PSA, I've gone with football.
Football. Jack, what have you gone for?
Pokemon.
Pokemon. And Lav, what have you gone for?
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
I also went for Pokemon.
The correct answer is Pokemon.
Oh,
actually, and H, to put you out of your misery, second was baseball. So you'd be a bit off.
I was going football or basketball, so I was nowhere.
Right, and the bonus point of, on average, how many of these cards are graded every single month at PSA? So, H, you can still, you're in still with a shot of a point this round. I'm going to give you 10,000 either side, which is still very hard to get, but...
I had no idea, so I just put 150,000.
150,000 per month, Jack?
1.2 million.
1.2 million a month. And Lav?
I put 350,000.
Oh, right. I'm going to score a point for the closest because it's very wild off between all of you. I can confirm it is not over a million.
Okay.
The actual answer, and the only reason why I'm doing close because it was very close, it's 385,000 cards a month at PSA for Pokemon. So, Lav, you can have an additional.
Football?
Football, nowhere near, my friend.
What was it?
What? How many cards a month for football?
Yeah.
I think it's only like 220,000, or not even that. I think it might be 180,000.
Well, I put 150, so we're not far off.
No, but we're talking about Pokemon here, mate. 0 points.
You still earn a point.
Yeah, the bonus. Hold on, we're going over to Stockley Park. Lav, VAR, is there a point for this one? VAR. No point. We have checked it on the monitor. That is no point added there. Sorry for that one.
Wackers.
And the next the penultimate question of the 2023 Top Loaded Podcast Christmas Quiz. At the Nationals this year, there was releases of Topps Chrome that you had to purchase certain boxes. Obviously, this was by Topps. Can you name me the two sports that you could get Chrome cards for? Famously ripped quite a lot on Instagram via Fuck Twiz Dan, if anyone was watching him. Or likes of other people, Gus, I see, ripped quite a few as well.
This is question 9, isn't it?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I got it in chronological order.
Question. Is this for 2 points?
No, this is... Yeah, you know what? It's Christmas. Next, mainly because the next question is a bumper bonus. So, yes, you can have 1 point
bumper bonus.
You can have 1 point per correct answer.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
And I know Lav will know this because there's a certain player in a certain set that he won't like. So have we got our both answers for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Lav? Think so. All right. If you've got a think so down here. So what are we going for?
It's I've got soccer, UCL and baseball. And I've also put, I think you had to buy Bundesliga Finest or something.
Yeah, it was Bundesliga Finest and there was a loss of it.
You had to buy it, I think, to get it.
H, what have you gone
for? Just a stab.
Well, I'm confused now, then. I've gone with F1 and soccer because I understand the other two packs you get in the national exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my answer, soccer and baseball. So that's my proper answer.
And Jack?
I put soccer and Formula One.
See, this is actually one of my trick questions. That it was more than two sports. It was baseball as well as F1 and soccer. They pretty much do it for every sport under the sun at the Nationals. Oh. So everyone scores 2 points for this round.
Oh.
And obviously now we're moving into the final question of 2023. There is a prize on the line for the winner as well. So, Lav, going into this last question, how many points are you on, please?
Give me a minute.
It's not a point for just correctly adding them up, by the way. Just letting you know. So, this is obviously we're moving on to the last question of the 2023 quiz.
Oh, I've lost count.
Oh, God. This. Before we even count, I know roughly what his one's on. H, what are you on, my friend?
14.
14? Jack?
16 and a half.
16 and a half. I'm not going to distract.
Bloody half point.
I think I'm on 16 and a half as well.
There's no way he's caught up that quickly. There's no chance.
Hold on. One, two.
This, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything because this quizmaster is harsh.
There's no way he's caught up that quickly.
Yes. 16 and a half.
As he goes to 1.6 megabytes per second on his internet speed, he's managed to catch
How up. Is he on 16 and a half already?
You've got to remember, he had the bonus 3 points in his round.
Oh, that's a load of... Oh.
Careful. Look at his face. This guy, this quiz host means...
All I'm saying is this last question's got to be worth a fair amount of points.
And you know how we done a love special round?
Oh, no.
This is a HGA Card UK special round. And for him exclusively, how many points are you on, H?
Let me guess, is it worth 2.5 points?
It's worth 2.5 points.
Oh, God.
The Greg's jumper is disappointed. He's going to be filing a complaint all over the place.
Throwing hands.
But obviously, it is the hobby. It is 2023. Which country was H in when he missed a London card show sipping tequilas on the beach?
Oh, okay.
So when he couldn't be bothered to attend Sandown Racecourse in Esher, what part of the world was H in? So obviously, if he doesn't get this right, they're saying drastically wrong. Obviously, it was drastically wrong not to be there. Before we get the answer from H, Jack, what was your thoughts on him sunning himself in the islands, like, just not bothering with cards, mate. It's poor, isn't it?
It was upsetting because I didn't get to see his face and hear his voice and his dulcet tones. And I'm sure it was sad for Third Down as well, for the lack of slab mag sales as well.
That is true, yeah.
But, you know, it's one of them ones, and I'm sure he had a great time abroad, and I think you should cut him some slack.
Well, we know who his favourite co-host is. Lav, thoughts on that one?
I say good riddance.
Ah. Oh. Very different tone now. I like both of them.
Well, he's my competitor at the moment, so...
Yeah. So, H, obviously, when you was sunning yourself rather than being at the London Card Show, whereabouts was you, my friend?
I was in Greece.
Oh, he was in Greece. I would love to say that is the wrong answer, but it is the correct answer. So obviously now we're moving into the last round, and there is a prize for the winner of the 2023 Top Level Quiz, which will be revealed depending on who gets this last question right. Or if it goes through, we'll do sudden death until it gets wrong. So my question is going to be, and this one is something that you're not going to know at all. So it's going to be a stab in the dark. Whoever's closest will win this one.
Oh, no.
So this is... The funny thing is, I don't even know the actual answers myself until I turn around and I show you the actual thing.
Oh, God.
So it all goes down to a guess of who takes home the lovely top-loaded coveted prize for this year. I recently purchased a Kai Havertz Tops Now to 99 card for him signing for Arsenal. What serial number is it out of 99? So I have recently purchased a Kai Havertz Arsenal Tops Now card, which is purple to 99. What serial number out of 99 is it? So now all the hard work is coming down to these last ones. If two people are the same away from it, we will go to another decider. But the pressure's on now. Obviously, the jubilation for Lav celebrating St. Kai Havertz yet again. Like the good old days for him. Not that anymore. But once we have all got our answers, if you please raise a finger up in the air so I know. Start going around. So Jack has got his answer locked in.
This is literally just swinging the dark, isn't it?
It's between 1 and 99. That's the only thing I can tell you. So we've got Jack's answer locked in. I've started my timer. 10 seconds. The answers will
to 99, yeah?
To 99. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Locked in. That is the end of the 2023 Top Loaded Christmas Special Quiz. Lav, can I please have your serial number out of 99?
8.
H, can I have your answer out of 99, please?
76.
76. So there's a big discrepancy between them two. And Jack, can I please have your number out of 99, please?
63.
Oh, it's gone close. I can confirm. The card is in my hand right here. The second number of the two is a 0. And the first number is a 9. Meaning we have a winner. And don't worry, everyone does go home with a prize at the Top Loaded Christmas Special. So H,
unbelievable.
I'm just going to put a disclaimer out. This Top Loaded Podcast Quiz is not actually accurate of his IQ level. It's just a fact of he's made a guess at the end to win the whole thing. he did correctly guess what country he went to on holiday. So if you want to take a moral standpoint, H, congratulations.
Thank you.
Even though if we're going to go for the most correct answers, obviously, the strongest link, is that the famous show once went, is Jack of the round. And the two bonus point rounds were obviously H and Lav. But H, you have won the Top Loaded Christmas Quiz. And the prize is to be redeemed at the next London Card Show, which is a slab mag of your choice.
And cloud nine boys.
And for the two boys obviously joining us, you can have whatever custom stand you want made at Third Down Displays. Just send us over whatever display it is, or you just pay, then we can pay you over. So the two runner-up prizes is a custom stand provided by Third Down Displays. So we'll be in 2024, we'll get them printed up, and then when they're all done, we'll get them sent over. Well, you get them sent straight to you. But I say thank you for joining. Obviously, we're going to talk briefly about the awards. Obviously, Lav's yeah, I think I might just put a wooden spoon on his one, but you can have your custom stand. But Jack, any ideas what you might have on that custom stand?
I don't know. I might get some custom Toy Story ones made, actually. That'd look quite cool.
Very cool, especially with the release of Chrome.
Oh, yeah.
With the DA1 Buzz and Woody, which everyone's going to know now on the checklist. Yeah. Lav, any ideas for you, my friend, for the custom card stand?
Jack's face.
Well, they have already made them, I believe. Mm-hmm. They are readily available for anyone who wants to.
I want it to watch over me as I sleep, so.
Yeah, after that, that Third Down display and has been revoked. Unlucky. You will receive a wooden spoon in the post.
Yes!
And obviously, H, another slab mag is coming your way at the next London Card Show. So any ideas of colour or insert potentially as well?
Not as of yet. I'm thinking potentially an orange. But it may have to be a case of I pick up a slab on the day and then it just happens to fall into a slab mag.
That's what we love to hear. So obviously,
but all will be revealed.
Yeah, all will be revealed. But like I say, for everyone who joined in for the quiz, I hope you enjoyed. Obviously, we'll probably end up bringing you more than one a year. It's great fun to do the quiz, but we might do a summer special next year. We could probably do it in warmer clothes rather than jumpers that we're all actually probably sweating by now. However, we will move on to a bit more light-hearted things and less pressures on this one. This is obviously a bit of a look back over the year, so to speak, within the hobby of our favourite sets, parallels, card designs, and everything good like that. So, before we go into that, obviously you're now Victor. People are going to come for your crown next year. You got to start putting in the work, or shall I arrange another quiz for a few weeks' time to see if you can retain your title already?
Bring it on.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we've had twos on a trot now where you've presented the quiz. So I thought we need to turn it around and it's time for you to get involved in a quiz, Ronnie, to see, to prove where you're going to rank in the quiz. That's what I'm saying.
If someone puts some prizes up, I'll be there. You know what I mean? I'll be a bitch.
If he can talk, can he walk the walk?
That's it, lav. Straight on it.
But obviously now we're going to talk about what our favourite bit, like award, so to speak, of the year for the hobby, which has been a great year. I think no doubt everyone would agree for everything. And so we're going to start with one that's not really card related, but it does fit into the card world. So who was everyone's favourite rookie this year? Who they think is either going to be a good one to collect now?
Quickly grab a phone charger, carry on.
Oh, God, it's so professional.
My phone's about to die. I got my answers on there.
Run. Oh, so poor. Just so poor. We'll talk about our rookies, obviously, from this calendar year. Been able to chase them in sets, or you think they're going to go up in value. So, Lav, who would you go for your favourite rookie of 2023?
I mean, it's quite obvious that I enjoyed my rookies from last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Enzo Fernandez, of course.
Enzo Fernandez.
World Cup winner.
World Cup winner, that's correct. Cards in particular of his that you would say that's his your favourite rookie of his?
His museum stuff was very nice with the maximum patches. And the Argentina set as well, good. And I'm going to put out there Obsidian. There's a lovely Contra that was hit by a certain man in the cool. that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think that face is just put everyone off their turkey if they're watching this during the Christmas dinner. Obviously, over to you, Jack. Is there any rookies that you've enjoyed chasing, not quite literally, but in card form for 2023?
Well, is this favourite rookie or best rookie?
It's what, however you want. You can do both if you prefer.
I'm going to do both. So favourite rookie. And I'm going to go male and female with this. Male, obviously, Julian Alvarez. Fantastic player, World Cup winner. Quadruple, speaks for itself. And female is obviously Chloe Kelly.
Oh, there we go.
In the Donruss sets, Georgia Stanway's close. She's obviously up there. Best rookie, I've gone for Warren Zaire-Emery. 17 years of age, I believe, something like that. 17, 18.
Great age.
Come on. Don't make it inappropriate.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. You can't take him anywhere.
Going to get us cancelled.
You can't take him anywhere. but yeah, and let's just carry on. Zaire-Emery, big performances in the Champions League for Paris Saint-Germain. His rookie autos, I think, are quite cheap as well. I can only see them going up if he continues at this current rate. So, best rookie, Zaire-Emery.
Wow. It's very political advances. He's definitely going to be running the country, no doubt, very soon. H, over to you for your favourite rookie to chase or best one in terms of anything?
Yes, I've misinterpreted this question ever so slightly, apparently. So, I've gone for like the best rookie that was released this year. So, above all odds, I've actually gone for Wembanyama because I've gone, obviously, with the price of his, obviously, rookie autos that have been released this year and obviously how big of a name he is. in terms of the best rookie release this year, I've put Wembanyama.
Believe it or not, that's actually one of my answers as well. So you haven't misinterpreted the question at all. I think,
but it's just nuts, the price of his cards. Like, it's ridiculous. And obviously, again, I'm not a basketball man myself, but having watched, you know, like Card Collector 2 video example, the price of it, like his base auto is like going for like over a K.
Yeah.
It's a base auto.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in terms of the best rookie release this year, I'd put it down Wembanyama.
Definitely for it. I'd have to agree. In terms of hobby impact as well, there's no one who will come close to him. The prices of everything in basketball obviously hasn't been into many NBA products, only in hoops so far. But he's been in a lot of Bowman Chrome and stuff like that for top. So in terms of impact and going forward into 2024, it's going to be crazy to see NBA Prism and stuff like that, how much that's going to go for, even despite not having the autos. And then one for me, I think I've gone for two, just like Jack, male and female one. I think a bit biased on the women's one because it's the person I've chased most of the year. Obviously, Stina Blackstenius for me, that's been the one that I've been chasing after. But in terms of overall impact, I think Salma Paralejo for Barcelona has been a very good rookie in Chrome. And obviously to have a rookie in Sapphire as well, I think it'll prove in a few years' time to be a very big card to chase. And I think the one, the male rookie that I feel like has actually gone under the radar quite a bit, Erda Güler. Obviously, he had his first cards for Fenerbahce before moving on to Real Madrid. Could be a very big talent when he's back fit. So, yeah, that's going to be what I'm going to go for rookies. And like I say, it's quite intriguing because everyone always has different ideas. And I think that's always what's nice about these awards. We kind of get the different perspectives and everything like that. So, moving on to now. And this is quite an interesting one because it's a very hard one. And everyone's going to define it differently, which was the best priced release for really what you get for every pound you spend on the set. Obviously, some sets are thousands, some are couple of quid in terms of if it's a sticker set. So I'm going to start with you, Jack. In terms of value for the money that you get, what would you say that your favourite release has been? Because I know you've delved into quite a few of the sets this year.
So I've written one down and I've thought of one. These are actually for two companies, so I might as well say them both. Topps Women's Chrome Champions League, I thought that was a very good price point, especially at the start when the card prices were quite high. They obviously fell off a cliff like every product, but I thought that was decent. Good chance at dual autos, good chance at multiple autos per box as well. So that was, and there were some good rookies, as we said, Salma Paralelo a minute ago. Panini wise, I haven't actually opened too much of this, but Donruss FIFA Tmall, I've seen a lot of good things about that. Kabooms galore, case hits, one of ones, dual autos, all that good stuff. I think that's cracking value because it's just over 100 quid per box as well. Probably cheaper from Asia as well. So that's my two answers.
Now, very good two selections there. Lav, have you got one or potentially more than one?
I've got one. I've gone Topps Simplicidad.
Very nice.
At only €40 a box and a 1 in 2 chance of an auto.
Yeah,
I ripped a lot of that on Whatnot, and there are some really nice cards in it, like Vinny to 10, Pedri Watto to 25. It's fantastic.
I was going to say, with that one, do you think that's one of the most underrated sets as well?
Definitely. The like base set is just so fit. Like it's so like nice to look at.
Mm. No, I have to agree. It's one set that you don't see often enough on the resale market. Even you don't really see much of it in general on people's stories or anything like that. H, over to you for a favourite set.
Yeah, so I've put down Women's Topps Chrome, but particularly the Blasters. I think obviously the price point being accessible from a game store, and the likelihood of you obviously in terms of what numbered cards you can get from these boxes, I thought was an ideal obviously price point. I've also jotted down the Topps fan sets that were released. I think at $19.99 a box, if you're, part of the lucky few that obviously support said clubs, obviously Chelsea, City, Arsenal, Liverpool, etc. A set solely based on that club, autos. I thought, for $19.99, I think it was something like 1 in 10 has an auto. Ron's opened up a box and got an auto. I've opened up 3 boxes and got an auto. For that value as well, to get parallels just solely and for our sake, an Arsenal box, was quite good value for money. And then I guess yet to be confirmed, but the Disney 100 top scrum, I thought a 150 was pretty ideal in terms of the potential uplift in that with the quad auto, the dual autos, any lower numbered cards. We saw how popular obviously Kakao is in terms of your numbered cards, any autos. So I think at 150 a box, there's potentially a lot of potential return at that price point. So I obviously, again, yet to be disclosed in terms of how popular it is or what the potential return is on that. But for me, I've put down, yeah, Disney 100 in terms of a hobby box price point.
I think they're all very good suggestions. Like I say, it's a lot. What, funny enough, when you come back to this, you never get anyone say the big boy prism hobbies and stuff like that, because the odds of making your money back or even just not being in a big red is quite high with them. So like the lower sets, like say the Blasters, I think especially in general, your Topps Chrome, your Women's Chrome, even Sidemen Chrome, stuff like that, them £25 to £30 marks up to 40, 50. It's very good. And I have to say as well, Don Ross Women's World Cup, the Hobby Blasters as well, around the £60 to £65 area is a very good price. Well, not guaranteed an auto, but getting also near enough all of them. So all of them are very, very solid releases. I think a lot of people have seen the rip them more than any other sets in terms of your prisms, all that. So moving on next to our next category, don't want to keep everyone too long over the festive period. And it's to do with actual cards themselves. We've got two questions about cards before we move into our favourite sets to conclude. So what is everyone's favourite card design of the year? So obviously it can be however you want to interpret it, whether it's base cards, whether it's a certain card in particular. Like, what is your favourite design card of the year? And I'm going to start with myself for a change, because I very rarely go first. And I think I'm going to go for a nice simple one, and that is Topps Now. Yet again, I think it's such a clean parallel for all the Topps Nows. You've got purples, reds in there. You've got the blacks normally to 10, the gold one of ones. And it's obviously a card that you're not guaranteed to hit. It's one of them what is just done on lucky orders. But I think Topps Now always one of the cleanest. But then also, on average, QC on them is normally very good as well, which is hard to have. Look at that. An example, all got purples galore here. But I think Topps Now is one of the looked upon sets, but very good QC, always looks super clean, prominent picture, and just a parallel on the back. So over to you, H, next for your favourite card design of the year.
Mine may be deemed as quite boring, but for me, Obsidian Flood.
Oh.
I just think it's so simple, but it's so effective. You know, particularly like for me, the Arsenal with the Obsidian Red Flood, the colour match. But I just think, you know, if you were to take into consideration a rainbow where you've got purple flood, green flood, gold flood, red flood, like blue flood, it's just such a nice set. So I said it's nothing like wacky, it's nothing all out in your face there. But I just think the card design, particularly for Obsidian Flood, is just unbelievable.
I have to agree. I think especially with the introduction of the gold flood as well, has been a top level addition to the set. Over to you, Lav, for your favourite parallel, even card design. Getting ahead of myself.
Example in my hand right now. It's going to be the Galar's Chrome this year. Obviously, you got the autos with it as well. Proper coming, come prepared today. Yeah, that's definitely my favourite. I just love how it really stands out at the top, and yeah, I think it's just a quality looking card, especially the rookie logo.
Yeah, I've got to admit, it looks absolutely fantastic for the viewers and to us. You might want to hold that back up to the camera just to not say anything. So people can actually see it this time. There we go. It is a fantastic looking card set, obviously in men's chrome and women's chrome as well. A very nice insert. And then over to you, Jack, for your favourite card design of the year.
Is this the one for the favourite design as a whole or favourite insert?
Favourite card design.
Okay. I really like the Panini Select sets this year. Like from the base cards to the inserts, case it, stained glass. I like the artistic impressions. I think that was in there as well. I just thought it was nice as a whole set compared to some of the others. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think Select was it went down very well, especially a lot of it was shorter print than most people were imagining, especially some of the La Liga and Serie A stuff was actually quite hard, especially with the Kvitcha rookies. It really lifted the prices up of their hobby boxes, near enough double the point of Premier League at some point. So moving on now to our favourite insert of the year, which is a bit of a different one. Obviously, inserts normally get skipped and no one really ever looks at them. But we're going to start, we'll go straight back to you, Jack. So your favourite insert of the year?
Well, it was going to come up at some point, but it's going to be from Kakao. Disney, obviously, the not Star Wars one. Classic reunion. Obviously, the one with all the characters on. I've got the Toy Story one and the PSA 10, and it's one of the most beautiful cards I've got in my collection. So, yeah, 100%. What a set. And what an insert card.
Yeah, absolute stunning looking card. And I think as well, we didn't have to say PSA 10, but if you got it, you might as well flex on them. over to you, H. Your favourite insert?
So, obviously, you know, for me, Colour Blast has always been a mainstream one. However, I've gone for Sublime from Prism. It's one you rarely ever see anything on the market. I don't know what it is. It's just that cool sort of paint drop, paint splatter effect. You know, I think I've seen two come up. And one was actually at the London Card Show, Kaboom Cards. There was a Jesus PSA 10, I think it was, PSA 9. I just really like the Sublime insert. And the second to that, the zoo themed ones like Tiger Prism, Snakeskin, those sorts of, you know, the zebra from Select. So I think those sorts of inserts for me, but Sublime, I think, has got to be my favourite insert this year.
Yeah, you could say that's a sublime choice for your ones. I will apologise for that choice. I had to get one horrific pun in. Lav, over to you for your favourite insert.
I was going to go Galarza again, but that's quite boring. So I've gone I've lost it now. It's the Unstoppable from Select, which is this one here.
Yeah.
Quite underrated one, but it's just, look at it. It's just a beautiful looking cluster 10.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning, to be fair.
You can't see it, can you?
No, we can't see it. There you go. Do you want to try showing it again for the camera?
No, I'm not. It's the Unstoppable insert from FIFA Select.
You could say it's so good, it's actually unstoppable, and you can't even see it on the screen.
Oh, Ronnie.
That's me. That's me.
It's good. That's the end of the top low pass. Thank you for listening.
And I think my favourite insert of the year, I'm not going to say every single one that was included because there was one in particular that I think was quite an awful picture selection, but it was the Sapphire Selections over the men's and women's Sapphires. But I'm going to just put it out there with an asterisk next to it, not the Lauren James one. That was the wrong selection of image. Should have been a lot like the other players and a bit of a less zoomed in photo, I would say that's the kind of way of putting it. Very clean cards. Especially, I think everyone agreed the best thing about Sapphire is the Sapphire pattern. To have it so much on the card made it that bit cleaner. So now, moving on to our favourite releases of the year. And we're going to start with Topps. And we're going to start with you, H. Your favourite Topps release of 2023?
I mean, I think I harped on about this one so much. There's only one answer, and that is Stadium Club Chrome. Obviously, for the first years since I've been in the hobby that Arsenal have been in Stadium Club Chrome. But I mean, yeah, I love the picture designs. I love the card designs. Yes, arguably the parallels, there's just so many of them. I think I actually wrote out the Erdegaard rainbow and I started collecting that. And I think just to put it into perspective, that is all the parallels from Stadium Club Chrome. I've got one ticked. So yeah, I mean, you said for me that, the parallels are solid as to how many there are. For me, in terms of the best product in terms of picture, et cetera, for me, it was Stadium Club Chrome.
Yeah, I think that's a very solid choice. I think it's one of the best releases Topps do every year. And no doubt, H, when it comes to next year's one, it'd be Champions League logo rather than Europa League. So start saving now, my friend. Over to you, Lav, for your favourite Topps release of 2023.
I'm going to go for Topps Museum.
Interesting.
I think the patch cards in that, The patch cards and being Matt worn was fantastic. The fact you get two autos a box, as well as another patch card, as well as two numbered cards. I mean, for the price, I think, I'm not sure where they're at now, but I think the release was like 100, 120, something around that.
Yeah.
For that price point, two autos, a patch card, and then a numbered card as well. I think value as well.
Yeah, I think as I was gonna say, with the patches as well, this year, especially over Topps and Panini, we've been used in non it could literally be anyone's piece of shirt. It could be Sports Direct, it could be another player's shirt. So get the match worn stuff back in there. And especially in museum as well, the level of patches what are in there are incredible. In some of them you've got half the badge, you've got half their names, you've got the full Nike tick, the Adidas one. So a very, very, very good release. I'll go next. My favorite Tottis. I don't think it's going to. I think actually it's going to be a bit of a surprise. I think for this one, I think most people are expecting me to say Women's Sapphire. That's what everyone's expecting me to say. But I imagine go Sidemen Chrome, because I think it could have a big impact on the hobby in general of bringing a lot more people into it. I'm not saying it's the best cards, but I think it was such a good idea to bring cards to that new collector base. We see it when it first come out, and being available in Tesco's as well is a another big stage of moving the products into more of the supermarkets, like we see in America with Walmart and Target. Hopefully it's on every shop we have them, and everyone's getting like having the Match Attack Chromes in there as well. Fantastic addition. So I think it could be in the long run, it could bring a lot of people into hobby, and that's why it's been my best set. But obviously to everyone, in terms of actual sports ones, Women's Sapphire for me. So Jack, you've got to try and now recommend, you've got to think, oh, there's quite a few. We will accept Disney here, but you actually haven't opened it yet. So we'll take Sank along with Disney.
Yeah, I mean, it will be good because it's four number card a box. And as Harold said a few questions ago, £150 is a very fair price point for that, considering some of the cards you can hear. But away from Disney, I'm sorry, everyone. I actually think Topps have had a very good year. The fact we're reeling off releases is promising. So I've actually said museum, which is obviously what Lav said. Stadium Club is also a very good shout. Sidemen's a good shout. I can't really think of anything which is bad. I mean, F1, that was traumatic. Other than that, I think Topps have had a great year, especially with their soccer sets. So hats off to them. I haven't really got anything bad to say.
Yeah, we won't mention like Juve Chrome or anything like that. But
Moving on
to Panini, come on, we won't talk about it because it's still good to have individual chrome sets and everything like that. So moving on to Panini, for me and Jack is going to be a slightly different question for Panini, but we're going to start with Lav. So your favourite Panini release of 2023?
I said FIFA Select.
Yeah.
The pure, just the value in the cards in that set just skyrocketed.
Yeah,
and Mbappe France auto was crazy. I remember seeing on eBay once, and then you got Haaland and this huge like Maradona. This you could reel off absolute massive names on there, and not only that, but the parallels you got the zebra, the white speckle.
Yeah,
it's phenomenal. Select was quality this year, and the FIFA Select was even better.
Yeah, I think Select went down an absolute treat for Panini this year. Especially, like you say, some of the parallels as well, and it absolutely incredible looking, the wave designs and everything like that. They did absolutely smash it out of the park. And I feel like there wasn't much hype going into Select in comparison to what come out the other side. So, H, your favourite Panini release of 2023?
I have gone very basic, and I've said Prism. I just, like, you know, particularly for me, like the Nebula One of Ones, that sort of choice aspect of Prism particularly. I absolutely love, like I said before, the Tiger Prisms, the Snake Skins, Sublime, Color Blast. Like for me, Prism is, although in terms of buying a box to break yourself or potentially entering into a break, sometimes may not be as beneficial in terms of monetary value, but buying the cards resale side for the collection, I think for me, Prism does still hold arguably some of the best and most valuable cards in the hobby. So I have said Prism for my best, my favorite Panini release.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can disagree with that. So we can slightly change it for me and Jack. So Unanimously, I think we'll take over. We have our favourite Panini card set of the year and favourite sticker set of the year, because I feel like we could have both gone for a sticker option rather than a card option. So, Jack, are we going to go with the WSL sticker book?
Yes. Yes, we are. Unbelievable sticker album, as we mentioned earlier on. Looks even better when you've got a few signed as well. See Chloe Kelly and Nikita Paris there. They've done a great job. The design of the stickers, the price point, the amount of stickers. It's not too overwhelming of a collection to collect. I think what we've opened maybe 2-3 boxes altogether, and we're pretty close to completing it. Just need to do some swaps, and that's the joy of sticker albums. You do your swaps and you complete your albums. I can't really say anything bad about the set other than the fact it needs a hardback album for next year.
Yeah, no, I think, like we say, the inaugural set for the WSL in sticker form, obviously only 12 teams, which helps, not a 20-team one, or like the Topps release come out this week, 32 teams, and it's close to 800 stickers. So fantastic release, and the quality of the stickers are unbelievable as well. QC is fantastic as well. But moving on to your card set, because we could sit here talking about WSL stickers all day, but we're not going to. So what was your favourite Panini card set of the year?
Obviously, I did like the Donruss World Cup women's, even though finding a parallel under 49 was like winning the lottery. other than that, Obsidian. Again, because of what Harold said a few minutes ago, the floods, absolutely beautiful. That is why I've started this Eze rainbow. I just found myself buying Obsidian cards of Eze, and it just formed into a rainbow. So I've pushed on, and I now only need 3. So I'm doing quite well with it. Obsidian, beautiful product as usual.
Yeah, and I think I'm on the similar lines for my card set of the year to Lav. Obviously, mine's rather than the FIFA select, it is the Premier League select. I think the parallels are just absolutely sensational for it. The zebra ones especially are just unbelievable. Got tie-dyes in there as well, which are one of the most underrated parallels in my eyes as well. So, like I say, it's been a great recap. But obviously, just before we conclude this episode of 2023 and obviously the Christmas special, brief look at 2024. Obviously, quite a lot of sets come out. There is a Euros next year. We wait to see what is released for the Euros. There's an Olympic Games as well. Who knows? There might be a card set for that. We can dream, most likely a sticker book for it. So, Lav, going into 2024, is there anything you'd like to see for 2024 in terms of sets, or is it just Chelsea players staying at the club so you can collect them?
Well, we're not going to have any top sets, so you'll push that out the window. But the Panini Prism, where we've got a whole new squad, it's going to be not quite nice. Collect a new players from that. Mate, if they do another select, I think that would be good. And of course, the Euros next year, should the players that I want to collect qualify and get chosen for the teams, I think that would be a good set to collect as well.
100%. I think the Euros is going to be the highlight of a lot of the collecting year. So, Jack, obviously, Euros is going to be fun. But is there anything else as well for 2024 that you're keeping a little eye on as well? Or is it going to be a case of more Disney releases and Euro release as well?
I'm looking forward to when Deco finally ships. I do like those £100 releases that Topps do bring out. I think they're good way to ease your way in. It's the first set of the new rookie class, etc. So looking forward to that. Merlin Heritage, they'll probably do gold again, which I wouldn't be against because they are really nice cards. As you say, more Disney cards as well would be nice. I mean, I don't think anything can top Topps Chrome Disney, to be honest. unless they do another one, of course, which I wouldn't be surprised if they do after the inevitable
success. How about Disney Sapphire then?
Oh, good grief.
Jesus.
I'm hiding my wallet now after hearing that. Good grief. That's unbelievable. But then obviously the main thing, as we said, Topps Euro Chrome will be hopefully beautiful. Obviously it depends on licenses, but
And H, obviously we've spoke about it briefly about 2024, but anything else you think you look forward to delving into in 2024, or like we say, Euros is going to be the main one for a lot of people?
Yeah, of course. I just hope, I guess, that Tops keep up with the consistency in terms of what they delivered throughout this year. I think even the little spin-off sets, like for me, Showtime, I think obviously being made exclusive at certain card shows, only you can only get them at card shows. I think it's a nice little touch here and there that you bring out them sort of spin-off products. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Disney Chrome. Really looking forward to that. So whether that'll be surfacing towards the end of this year or in the start of next year. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what that looks like. Obviously for us as well, obviously seeing Declan Rice in an Arsenal shirt now and some more sets is gonna look very much more appealing. But yeah, I think just the same suspects in terms of Stadium Club Chrome, Prism, Obsidian, and just seeing what they can add into it to give it that bit more differentiation from this year. And yeah, they seem to be bringing out something new every time. You know, I said with Disney, they're bringing the quad autos, dual auto. So yeah, the only way surely can be up going into 2024 and our expectations for the products being released.
Yeah, like I say, I think 2024 is going to be a massive year for the hobby. We all can't wait for it. Obviously, we'll be bringing you all the latest news and everything like that going into it. But like we say, Lav and Jack, don't worry, you're not leaving empty-handed. There is a custom card stand coming your way in 2024. But like we say to the both of you, thank you very much for joining us yet again for multiple episodes this year. Lav is now finishing off his Kolsch, which is the local festive Pilsner of Germany and the Rhineland. So, Lav, thank you very much for joining us yet again. No doubt we'll see you in 2024 on the Top Loader podcast.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
And Jack, don't open too many boxes of women's stickers in between now and the new year. But like that again, thank you for joining us on the Christmas special, and you're more than welcome. Obviously, you can come back next year if you want, if you fancy it. And yep, if there is Disney Sapphire comes out, we definitely will be bringing you on for the review.
Thank you. What I will say is that for next year's quiz, we are not having bonus questions set for per certain people
It's not
because
your
I have
decision
been
to make.
robbed out of a win in the quiz. But yeah, going back to
Don't
the
be
point.
bitter, be better.
No.
Someone's been hit hard.
I just want to say thanks for having me on once again.
Issue.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, one and all.
And obviously, over to you, H, before closing words, obviously, your final message, obviously, for 2023. And obviously, building up to the festive period.
Yeah, obviously a massive, massive thank you to Jack and Lav obviously for joining us for the festive Christmas quiz. I think we've only got what is it one, two episodes now, I think now before the end of the year. So you know, literally as Jack just said, a Merry Christmas to everyone, obviously who's tuned in to this Christmas special, and I hope everyone has a very happy new year. And we look forward to kickstarting again in next year with a whole year again ahead of us in the hobby.
Yeah, like I say, a massive thanks as well to Fur Down to Space for powering this episode of the Top Load Podcast and obviously the Christmas special as well. Do head over to their website for card care, great preparation kits, custom card stands, which are obviously coming the way of people in this call, and they do sell slab mags as well. Not the custom ones just yet, but hopefully in the future they might do. But like we say, thank you every single person for joining us in the Christmas special. Hope you have a lovely festive period, no matter what religion you follow. Whatever you get up to, I hope you have a lovely time and do have a drink for us as well, because we'll be raising a few as well. But until next time, hope you're buying, selling, trading, all that good jazz. Happy hobbying, but also happy holidays and good night.